I can remember in seventh grade in class, and our seventh grade teacher was talking about homosexuality. So I went to Catholic school. Everyone's like, all right, enough said. Story's over, good night. So, and he was not just talking about it as a sin, but he was also talking about it as almost like a crime. And he said, the really scary thing is that anyone can be a homosexual. They're everywhere. There are even some in this classroom. And so, and I don't even think at that time I even recognized or acknowledged that I was gay. I just knew, based on that context, that was the last thing I wanted to be, right? And so I remember it freezing, just absolutely freezing in my seat and thinking like any slight movement would betray that I was the one. And everyone would be like, we found him. We found him. He's right there. And that kind of messaging stuck with me for a very long time, right? And I always had that fear of being pointed out, like, there he is. That's one of them. And so it took me a while to eventually come out. And so when I did, the original conversations with friends and families was very emotional, right? There were tears, and I was nervous and shaking and breathing heavy. And eventually, like, I kind of got tired of that, right? Like, that extreme emotional break every single time I have this conversation. So I'm like, damn it, I just want to have some fun with this. So I decided to come out to my Aunt Mare and Uncle Mike, and they are warm and welcoming and hilarious. And before I came out to them, they came over to my house and brought a bottle of wine, Clos du Bois, which my uncle happily pronounced Close du Bois. And when he gave it to me, he said, Rylan Holmes, which is my nickname that he calls me, Rylan Holmes, I got you close to boys, but not like that. And so I'm like, all right, I have to incorporate this. So I ran to the liquor store and got some close to boys. And I went over to their house, and so I was like, hey, remember when you guys got me this bottle of wine? And my aunt goes, is that the same bottle? I've never known you to keep a bottle that long. I'm like, well, all right, no, that's I drank it. I drank it that night. This is one that I purchased. Anyway, remember that time you said close to boys, but not like that? Well, actually, just like that. And they're just like, oh, like it just like connected like a minute later. And so then they cracked up, and they were so excited and happy for me to tell them that my uncle goes, Mara, grab some glasses. We're drinking wine because Rylan Holmes is gay. And I'm like, all right, this is kind of weird. So I'm like, you know, pouring the glass. And then my uncle raises a glass and toasts, close to boys. And we all, close to boys. And then he goes, can I say bottoms up? So I said, yes. Always, always. But I wish I could go back to like seventh grade Ryan and like, you know, frozen in his seat and say like, don't be afraid, right? Like, it's wonderful. We are all wonderful. And like, cheers, like close to boys, right? But then like drinking with the seventh grader is probably not a great thing, but you get what I'm saying, right? So, all right, thank you.